episode of the Best Kept Secret Podcast, aka the podcast about nothing. I am your host, CZ Ray for Lauren, and I'm not alone. I'm joined by my brethren, Lilo, my Just and Prince Dways. What are we saying, gents?
It feels like it's been a long time since you said that, bro. Even the last time, I think I said it last. But yeah, man, like, welcome to 2025.
This guy likes including himself, bruh.
Nah, but it's the facts of the facts. The facts of the facts, bro. Must I lie about the facts?
Then the facts are like, the facts. I think I said it. Okay, but dog, you got it, dog. My fault, OG. You got it.
Happy 2025. I don't even think you could say that in the middle of February. But you know what? Like,
even after Valentine's, it's not happy anymore.
Okay, that one. Let's not speak about that. I'm a hater, bro. I hate love and all that shit. But yeah, like, you know, feels good. Yeah, I feel like I'm wolfing to this nigga every day, bro. Like, it's crazy now. Jeez, I'm sorry if I ever judged you, bro, but I'm starting to understand as the years go by, bro. But yeah, man, all good, stressed as hell, but yeah, standard, man, standard.
We're pushing.
Yeah. Please, what are you saying? You're right.
Nah, you know, just drank in my cup, you know, not that type of drink, but... you know, just vibing, enjoying, you know, that's all I can say. Happy to be here with the boys and, you know.
Ish, yeah, guys, welcome back. New year. We made it.
Ish, another one.
We finally made it. It's back to work now. You know,
this is like season six, bro.
this is like five and a half. Season five and a half.
Yeah, this is like four, five and a half.
Yeah.
And if you've been with us this long, shout out, man. One love.
For real.
Yeah, for real. So, yeah, we were meant to come back a few weeks ago, actually, but we figured let's come back with, you know, with an artist that we have all loved and supported on the show over the years, and that is Mars Baby. So Mars Baby dropped a project, or his debut album, actually, not too long ago, a couple of weeks ago. And it is called Handsome Luke and the Heartbreakers. So we're going to get into it. I would like to know, guys, what are your initial thoughts on this debut album? What did you have going into it? What was like your expectations going into this debut album? What are we saying?
Yeah, I think for me, I was expecting, you know, Mars is, I know Mars in terms of like the music that I enjoyed. I don't know, that dark sadness. I don't know. But like, you know, maybe just a bit different, of course, because it's a debut project. So the approach has to be a bit different. So now listen to this, guys. I did not expect this at all. I think, you know, the project itself, from an objective perspective in terms of the production, in terms of the lyricism, the beats, etc., great, you know. I feel like I can't fault it from that perspective. But then I think also, just because maybe I'm an old head now, and you know, I think I'm in that phase now where I feel like I like what I like to some extent, and I've really enjoyed Mars's music in the past in that space. So for this one, I felt a bit disconnected from it. I don't think I vibe to it as much as I would have liked. But like I said at the start, it's not necessarily faulting the project. Like I said, from face value, objective, it's great. But in terms of me and my style of music and what I really enjoy, it didn't hit me as much as I would have liked it to.
Yeah, man. It's a bit of a tricky one with this project, because I'm always somebody who appreciates, you know, creativity and stepping out of your comfort zone and trying new things. But with this, I don't know, like, for this to be the album, like, this is like we're showcasing Mars Baby. This is it. This is the album. Like, if we're going to compare it to, like, what was it? Testament, yeah? Like, I don't know, bruh. I just feel like this is not the way I would showcase myself if I was Mars, because I feel like this should have been more of an EP, like more of a side mission, you know, type vibe. But I guess, you know, project, EP, mixtape, it's all kind of the same. But I don't know, like, I did enjoy this. Like Mpilo was saying, it's not that it's bad music. It's not that it's not done well. But when you put this on Mars, it just feels like it's such a different identity. You know, it's hard to kind of connect and resonate to what he's giving now. So it there's that disconnect. But other than that, you know, it's still good, like, experimentation. He still executed well, I think. Some things I feel like could have been done slightly better. However, yeah, man, it's like I'm on the fence with this project, to be honest with you. It's not that I don't like it. It's not that I like it. It's just, I don't know. It's one of those ones. But yeah.
I hear you guys. I hear you. Yeah, I love this project, man. When the first single dropped, I was like, ah, okay, this is the direction. And so when I heard that first single, I realized that nah, I need to let go of any expectations I have of what this album is gonna sound like, because just from that first single already, it sounded like nothing we'd heard before from him. And so I was like, okay, cool, I see where this might be going, so let me let go of any expectations I have. The only thing I'm going to hold on to is that it's going to be quality. Whatever it is, I know it's going to be high quality. So that's literally the only thing I went in with. And I'm glad I did that, because then I would have been like disappointed, or I would have been confused, like, yo, what's going on? You know, and so for me, I ended up really, really enjoying this project. And also, I think I listened to like that first single once or twice, because you guys know, like, I don't like doing that stuff. And then literally listening to the album on repeat on my way to Joburg to go see it live for the first time the day after it dropped. So I think that also helped. Seeing this album like live, it completely like it changed how I like really, really felt about it in a huge way. So I don't know if maybe that's what you guys need to do, but like,
you see what, like, I was actually also trying to say.
It's in the live, even like the song that I was like sort of unsure about, listen to him like, you know, on Spotify or whatever. When I saw them live, I'm like, oh, I get it now. You know, I understand it. But like, yeah, me personally, overall, I like this album. And yeah, I want to hear you guys' thoughts on all of these songs, because we're going to go through all of them. The first one, Bleeding. What are we saying about Bleeding?
The intro. Yeah, I think obviously to hop onto your point, see, is in terms of like the live performances and stuff. I mean, you know, when you listen to a project like this, like we said, so well executed in that sense, and knowing how Mars's performances are super instrumental and, you know, expressive to an extent, like, I understand this could definitely work within a live space or anything like that. But then you see, like, for me now, if you're saying it's that, I don't think for me, if I listen to it live, it's going to change how, I guess, because we've covered Mars for so long, and that's just my own thing, you know, being attached to your Echoes, being attached to your Salems, being attached to your Lunas, like, you know, to, I think maybe just as a consumer, I just wasn't ready for this, you know. But also it's a thing of like, you know, for someone else who's maybe hearing this for the first time, you know, this could be a completely different journey or offset. And I understand how listening to this and then like peeling back and going backwards could be like such a really immersive and dope experience as well. So there's also that part. So yeah, but yeah, let's hop into Bleeding. I think, yeah, Bleeding to start, I think this is a really, really good intro. I think the song, this was probably one of the ones that I actually really, really did enjoy. I enjoyed the instrumental. I just love how the guitar shone through here as well. And I think this one still had hints, right, of what I was used to. And yeah, I was fully immersed here. And I think, yeah, you could hear that yearning, dog. You could still hear that. It's still there. You know what I mean? It's still there. It's just in a different format. But like, yeah, I still hear that yearning. You still attach. You still feel it. But yeah, man, I think this was. I don't know. You know, like when an orchestra opens up to some extent. I don't know. That's kind of how I felt. It was one of those where it's like production open or whatever it is. But yeah, first song, banger. Enjoyed it. Yeah.
Yeah, man. So I also want to go back to something you also touched on, which was the live aspect. And I was gonna say, I feel like this project is solely meant for a live experience. I don't think it translates as well when you're listening on Apple Music or whatever. I feel like that is one aspect where I'd say maybe I would enjoy this more live, because live is just a different energy with live music, you know? So I do feel like, you know, it's not that it's bad, it's just that it's so far removed from the way I've been introduced to Mars. It's like for me, this is kind of like the Weeknd Dawn FM situation. I love the Weeknd, you
Yeah,
know.
that's
I love
actually
the
that's a
Weeknd,
good
but I
one.
just did not like that project, bro. I just didn't like that project at all, bro. You know, so it's one of those situations. But anyway, moving on. Bleeding. So this, like Mpilo was also saying, just this already still gives you some of that old Mars feeling. But I really do like this song because it just gives you that soft, like, production warmth, a nice way to like ease your way into this project. Very well written. A lot of these songs are very well written. Vocal performance very smooth, as Mars always does. The transition at the end as well, I love that. Yeah, man, this was a strong way to start the project. So, yeah.
Bleeding reminds me of there's a song by Jesse Reyez. I don't know if you know Jesse
Yeah,
Reyez.
definitely.
Yeah, so the song that like really put her on, I guess like back in 2018 or 19 now, there's a song called Figures. And with that song, it's just her and like an electric guitar. And it's sort of got like the same melody as this one. So when I heard this for the first time, that's what I thought of. But anyway, this song, Bleeding, incredible. The writing, fantastic. Yeah, I mean, it's Mars Baby, dude. You know you're gonna get some bars there that are just gonna, you know, they make you wanna tweet it, like you like put in the caption or something, you know? So this was well written. And I hear what you guys are saying about how with this song you can still sort of like hear the echoes of like Luna and Salem or whatever. I get that. And but yeah, Bleeding was good, man. I like this one still. The next one was Stay, featuring Lord Cares. What are we saying about this song now,
Yeah, I
guys?
mean, even this one, still, I feel like when we talk about Mars and Kes, from a chemistry perspective, it's really undisputed in that they really, really work well together. I think this project, this one, from a Kes perspective, it didn't feel different, because it was like hints of like a Groove 99, you know, to some that type that project there. So to hear Mars and that also didn't feel out of place, because I was like, okay, cool, like, you know, this is heard before. But I really enjoyed the song. I think they both really shone. And yeah, this was still a feeling that was good for me, you know. This is still a feeling where I was like, yeah, nah, like, this is it. And I could start hearing the hints of like, okay, this is different. I feel like after this song, that's where it was like, okay, yeah, this is really, really different. But yeah, man, I think they here loved it. You know, the chemistry is always on 10. So yeah, this was a nice song.
Yeah, I'd hate to say this, I hate to be this guy, but for me, I just didn't enjoy the song. I don't know, Like, I do feel like there was that chemistry, but I don't know. I just, it's not, it didn't give me what Lord Keza and Mars usually give me, you know? Maybe that's just me, but it just didn't really translate. Maybe it's just the style of song. Yes, it does have that Groove 99, but I don't know. It didn't feel, it just fell a bit flat for me. But I do like how, you know, Kez approached the verse. I do like the way she kind of like experimented with the range a bit and like she played around with it, which was cool. I did like that. But as an overall song, I can't lie, I just didn't enjoy the song, bro.
Yeah. I love the song. For some reason, I don't know why, but like Kez and Mars Baby's music always finds me at the time, like right in my life when I need it the
Speaks the
most.
right words to the man.
You know, it's like, ish, when I listen to like, you know, Kez's verse, bro, I'm like, yo,
Now, kids
dude,
really went
bar
off, I
for
won't lie.
bar, dude, word for word, dude. I'm like, yo, bro. You know, that's the situation. You get me? And I can hear I can see why, you know, you guys would compare it to something like Groove 99, even Free Will off of Testament. That's the energy I'm getting from this. And so I enjoyed Groove 99, I enjoyed Free Will. So like this is, you know, it didn't come as a surprise to me that they'll do a song like this.
Yeah,
So
but I
I
mean, does
like
it
this
give
song
those same
a
feels
lot.
though? I don't know. I don't know.
Well, that's the thing. You see, dude, what I've come to learn with music or art in general is that I can't expect art to give me a feeling that I once had in the past based on, you know, a particular experience or based on a particular art, whatever it was, that song. I was a different person then. You know, like so much has to go right in order for me to
So wait,
have those
see, just
exact
out
same
of
feelings again.
curiosity, man, because
And
you are the biggest Abel fan that we know here. That Dawn FM transition, did that not? Yes, I know you loved it, but like, did that not shock you or throw you off? Being someone who was so committed to Abel for a very long time, hearing the past work, was there no point where you're just like, damn, like, what is this? And then, obviously, like with a project like this, I feel like
what
you
is
can
this?
definitely grow into it over time. I feel like my appreciation for Mars as an artist, you know, will not make me overlook this project at some point. It's just that for now, right now, having listened to it 10 days later, I'm still like, yo, I haven't reached that point yet. So I guess from an Abel perspective, because you also did the same thing, wouldn't you say you felt that to some extent?
No. So I'll tell you why. So I've been listening to Abel since I guess 2010. And from that moment up until Don FM, he had given us hints of that type of sound. And so when people are like, I can't believe we can, you know, is making this kind of music, it made me
Okay,
question, like, are people really
Starboy. Let's
listening
say
to this
Starboy,
guy,
because
or are they
that was
just, you know? But you see, you're even looking at too far. Starboy is like, you know, that was what,
17,
2016.
I think.
You had Beauty Behind the Madness, and there were songs on there that were up-tempo
Yeah.
electronic songs on there, right? And you go back to 2013, Kissland, there were songs on there which were up-tempo and electronic music inspired. And so it's just like people who are like, oh, this is such a left field thing for Weeknd. I'm like, is it really
But it's
though?
like, for me,
Like,
it's not the left
if you guys
fieldness,
pay
it's the
attention
execution
to
of
the.
the left fieldness for me, bro. I just feel like when he went left field, it's not that he's doing it bad, it's that it's not speaking to me the way he spoke to me back in the, you know, in the other maybe variations of the who the Weeknd is. That's really it for me, because I'm not saying it's like shocking that, oh, Weeknd did this. It's just that when he did that, it didn't
Yeah.
really
But
hit
also,
for me.
sees you did say.
That's how I see it.
Yes.
No,
And so it
like you
goes
did
back to
say,
my
yeah,
point.
like obviously
Yeah.
art does change and you can't expect it to make you feel away. But like let's take Drizzy for example, right? I'll take Drake, take it, yes, all of it. As he went on, it's not the same. But like for me, if I listen to like a Dark Lane demo tapes, for example, this like it's not the same, trust me, it's not the same. But if I listen to some songs on Dark Lane, I'm just like the ones with Giveon and etc., and I'm just like, this is still that feeling that I had felt. Maybe it's not the exact same song, but it still feels the same. which is why I'm saying in this case it does not feel the same. I don't know if you get what I'm trying to say. Like, it's different, there's hints, but it's still,
I
like,
hear what
I
you
still
guys
feel
are
that way even if I listen to a Dark Lane, knowing very well it doesn't sound the same as a Views or a Take Care or a Nothing Was the Same. But there are some hints there, I'm like, the pieces are still there. Whereas in this case, for me, I feel like, besides like the first track, besides maybe Stay to some extent, the pieces aren't there for me to latch onto like I did.
I get that. And that is why I'm saying, because we all consume art in different ways, for me personally, you know, I can never look to someone like a Mars Baby or an Abel, whoever that I love, right? I can never look at them for that particular nostalgic feeling or experience, because even for them, like, they've, you know, they're creating from a different realm at this point. Artists grow and change all the time, and so even for them, that energy, you know, it's different now. And
so wait, do you always accept the growth no matter what it is? Because for me, I don't accept Drake's growth. I don't accept that growth. So for you, do you feel like you're more of a person who's like, it doesn't matter, as long as you enjoy what they're doing, it doesn't matter, even if it's not sitting in the pockets that you're familiar with?
For me, it's specific, because I mean, I haven't been listening to Drake, and we've spoken about this for, yeah, I don't know, since yeah, what, Views, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's when, like, I started sort of like, just, and for Drake at that point, it was more of like, I just couldn't relate to anything at that point. But it was more of like, oh, it's the same thing over and
so
over again.
That,
like,
for this, you, that's what ruins
for
it
Drake,
for you, basically.
Mm. No. There's also a quality aspect of it. Like, there's albums, yeah, that artists have made where we can be like, nah, this was actually not a good album. Like,
yeah, I know.
It doesn't matter how you look at it. This was not a good album. There are artists like that, right? And we've spoken about this. Yeah. But other artists, it's more of like, ish, you know what? I see the vision. I appreciate the quality and the standard, but it's just not my thing right now. That's how it usually goes down with a lot of like great artists, and I feel like that's what you guys are trying to communicate with the Mars Baby situation. It's like, this is not
exactly
a bad album. It's
say.
Just it's not what I am connecting to right now.
Yeah,
you get me. And so of course, other people will listen to you guys' comments and think, ah, these guys said the Mars Baby album was trash.
You know, I've heard some things before, like,
but
Mars projects you've done, and people will be like, and I'm like, dog, no one's saying that. Like, listen to the words we're saying at the start. This is a great project. It just doesn't connect with me. Yeah. Like, what,
we're sidetracking heavy, though.
Yeah, we're sidetracking. But another one is just like how when Khalid dropped Location, right? And that was like, you put him in that realm, and then he dropped American Teen, and then I was like, what's going on here? It was a good project, but I was like, where's Location, bro? But like, you see, that it's that kind of thing. But I think also that's just the way I consume music. I tend to latch on to certain space. Like, I tend to latch on to a certain sound or whatever, and when I enjoy it so much. But also understanding that an artist at some point has to grow. And if that's their growth, you know, it's like, I still have Salem, I still have Echoes, I still have Luna. Like, it's not going anywhere, so, you know.
100%. I get that. Yeah, what is the next song? It was...
For You. It was after the Lord Kids one. Whatever.
Yeah.
For you.
Hey. Yeah, guys, what are you saying? For You. People really love this.
I think for you match the album cover, bro. Like, it sounded like those American teen films, and like the yearbook photos being posted, and like you're going, like, it felt like that, bro. Not like an American pop, but like something like that. It felt like, this sounded like a movie soundtrack to me for one of those type of movies, those teen classic teen movies. Which is cool. Like, I think it
coming
was,
of age.
Yeah, coming of age kind of vibe. That was like the feeling that I got when I was listening to this.
Yeah, For You. I did like For You. I do feel like this song, it's a good song. I won't lie. Like Mpilo was saying, it does give you that sort of, it feels like a main character type of song. I don't know, you know, it's like a theme song type of thing. But yeah, man, I think I would like to personally hear Mars like push himself a bit more vocally. Like I know he's not one of those type of singers who hitting those crazy ranges, but you know, just to, especially on these type of songs, you know, just to play around with it a bit more. That's what I would like personally from him. But I think all around it is a good song, so I'm not gonna fault him too hard on that. And also that nice, like there's like this drifty like vocal filter at the end. I don't know what he kind of uses it as a sample, I think, you know, throughout the end of the track, which I just thought was really dope. I like those little creative things when artists do that, so that was really that stood out for me. But yeah, man, I enjoyed the track for sure.
The next one was Forgiving You, and I think this may have been the lead single, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, when, like, once again, when this song first came out, I kind of liked the song. I'm like, okay, it's cool, very different, you know.
It's on fire, bro.
But yeah, dude, I don't know, man. Like, and I've been thinking about this a lot, actually. Like, when I saw him perform it live at the show, I think, you know, on this album, there are a few, like, songs which could be considered, like, emotional, deep cuts, you know. But strangely enough, this was the one where like he looked like physically emotional, like the most emotional. It was in this song. And so I've just been approaching it now from like a different, you know, perspective, just trying to figure out, like, you know, what could have been that thing for him on this one, because it's a nice song and like it's well written, like the lyrics are crazy, but I just didn't think that, like, you know, it would be that emotional for him performing it. So yeah, I love the song. What are you guys saying about Forgiving You?
Yeah, man, I think from this perspective, like, the lyricism here was beautiful, man. I think I really liked the lyrics here. I really felt like I was immersed in what was being said. I think I understand now. I mean, Caesar, if you're putting it in context from a performance perspective and you're matching what was said as well in the song, like, this was definitely like a letting go. You know how hard it is if someone has hurt you, or if you've gone, not even hurt you, but if you've gone through so much with the person, but to just let go and feel, obviously the next song is Break Free, but like to fully let go of something, you know, it does take a lot, and understanding where the emotion of such would come from. But yeah, man, I think the lyrics here really, really stuck with me. And that's where I think the attachment here came through, which is why I'm like, different realm, but the elements are still there from a lyrical standpoint. I think, you know, from a melodic or from like a beats perspective would have been nice as well. But yeah, this one I think was beautiful in the way that it was written. And I think just feeling an attachment to that for sure.
Yeah.
Mars is from Cape Town.
Originally.
Yeah. Says a lot. Yeah, man. So with Forgiving You,
I think you might need to explain that, bro. Honest.
Nah. Forgiving You, I feel like this it's like, bro, like, this is such a vulnerable song, bro. Like, even in the delivery, this is one of the songs I can say I connected with the most. And this might be going back to something CZ said. Maybe sometimes also what you're going through, the place in time you're at in life, mm-hmm. might also make you connect and resonate more to a song. Because this, for me, like, hands down, I don't know if it's my favorite song on the project, but it's definitely a song I've had on repeat since the beginning. Like, this song I always liked. And mind you, even when Mars started to roll out this whole, like, new aesthetic and the vibe he was going for this project, it's not that I felt like, now what is Mars doing? It's just that it's like sometimes you get attached to an artist as they presented themselves up to this point, you know. And I think it's more of that as well, but you know, I still feel that I can resonate to the content in the music as well, which is why I can say it's not a bad project at all. It might not be overall my thing, but a song like this for me really stands out and speaks to me. So I really liked this. I think it was just beautiful songwriting, perfect. You know, some of the quotes he was saying, like even things like comparing himself to Bieber, the way he put it, like just things that make him human. You know, I love it when artists say things that make you human or humanize you, and I feel like he said a lot of things like that in this track. So for me, definitely one of my favorites for sure.
This song, man, yeah, this whole thing, bit of it, what you're saying of letting go, and I think you can look at that idea from different angles. It's like, because I think the first verse, it sounded like he was talking to, I think, his parents, it sounded like, and then the second verse, it sort of moves on to someone else, but like this idea of also just forgiving, you know, forgiving the person and letting go. It's like, if we're just looking from like a parental perspective in that first verse, you know, and I think we've all gone through this where growing up, parents have this idea of, you know, who we should be and what we should do with our lives and professions and whatever. And I think there's a lot of pressure put onto that. And when you choose your own path, of course, there's going to be disappointment and, you know, a lot of, I always hoped you'd be this kind of person. And so I think from Mars Baby's perspective, it's more of like, ish, you know, despite the rocky relationship, I forgive you. Yeah, and also, like, I'm thankful that you've accepted this path that I've chosen for myself, regardless of if it works out or doesn't work out. But like, so I think there's like a mutual forgiveness and letting go happening from both parties on this one. And lyrically, like you said, Dwayze, it's really, really powerful. Really, really powerful song. And yeah, I'm interested to chat to him and unpack a lot of this stuff that you're saying, yeah, because it's a lot, man. It's a lot. The next one was Break Free featuring Hannah Ray. What are we saying about Break Free?
Yeah, no, I think here, yeah, the vocal performance and the ballad-esque type vibe to it was beautiful, man. I think I could really, like, at the start, it was just, yeah, man, it was really beautiful. I think this was one of those songs that you could kind of tick off as that, man. But yeah, this was, I think, just a continuation from the previous points. But yeah, I really did love the song.
For me, I think that with this one, it's a, yeah, I don't know, it's another song that's quite relevant, you know, right now. But from like a lyrical standpoint, I like how Mars Baby's verse in the second verse, it's sort of, it feels like it's mirroring Hannah's verse. Hannah says, why is it so hard to break free? And Mars Baby says, why is it so hard to love me? In his verse. And there's like a lot of similarities between those two verses, which really makes it like an actual collaboration, you know, almost like a conversation happening of sorts. So yeah, I love Break Free, man. I loved it. Dwayze?
Yeah, man, I love anything with Hannah Ray, I can't lie to you. Hannah Ray always coming with the beautiful vocal performance every single time, never has failed once in her life. But yeah, man, like, you see, this is one point I would like to make. You see, I feel like Hannah Ray is a perfect example of someone who doesn't necessarily have to belt, you know, her lyrics, but, you know, she sings with so much emotion and you can feel it, you know. And I feel like, just in some places, I feel like Mars has a great voice, but sometimes he's not giving you that extra, you know, just that extra to connect. So I feel like Hannah Ray is a perfect example of someone who's very good naturally at doing that. But yeah, man, this song, definitely love it. She did her thing on here. I love where they were coming from. Yeah, I think personally, I think this should have been like Hannah's interlude or something like that. But you know, it's still vibes. You know, still
yeah.
vibes.
No, she's good, and I'm excited to, you know, finally get a project from her this year.
Definitely.
I've enjoyed everything so far that she's put out.
Because she gave us an EP, ne? Last year, I think.
What EP? Hannah is just releasing singles, bro.
Was it an EP? Did she give us an EP, bro?
Nah, bro. Hannah has, I think, two solo songs and then a song with Kez and Mars together.
Maybe I'm adding all the to one.
Yeah. To one. And then a song with Mecca. Nah, she's still working on something. Next one was Spotlight, which, yeah, this was the one that had to, like, out of all the songs, this was the one, I think this one and So American had to, like, grow on me, but, you know, like I said, once I saw them live, I've just been vibing now. I'm keeping that same energy in the when I'm listening to them now, so, yeah, below, Spotlight.
Live is important,
hey?
I think Spotlight for me, like, you see, based on what Dway said in terms of like the vocal performance, I feel like because the guitar and the instruments did so much, yeah, I would have loved to hear more from Mars. Not necessarily the screaming stuff, but you know, like the, yeah, you know, like, I don't know, when it's these type of songs, like, I feel like these are the type of songs that you kind of
yeah, I know
just
exactly
let
what you
and
mean,
it's
bro.
Like
trust
you just go
me.
Crazy with it. And I still yeah. feel like the instruments and the beat and everything did that, but I feel like Mars from a vocal perspective really could have,
he wasn't matching the
yeah,
energy.
He could have, yeah, it didn't match the energy. I think he really could have just let go here. Mm. Could have just, like, you know, strained the throat a bit, you know, hit us with the, you know what I mean? Like, not,
yeah,
yeah, like a punk rocky type, you know, like how Lil Wayne did Knock Me Out, you know, that type of shit, but like, yeah,
like, yeah, you gotta get some
help, like
you
know, I feel like with that one, Mars really should have just, like, could have matched the energy of this beat and matched the energy of what the song was trying to give. I mean, it's also called Spotlight, you know, like, I feel like it's that kind of thing, but yeah. That is my point with this one.
Yeah, I won't lie. The exact same point as you. I just feel like the energy wasn't matching, you know, the production. Like, Mars wasn't giving what the beat was giving. And, you know, again, like I always say, Mars is a great singer, but I just think he's in new territory, you know, with this project. So I don't think he's fully adapted to really being in that pocket, like we're just talking about. But I mean, it's still a very good attempt. Still sang very well. Love the guitar solo at the end. Writing again, very strong. So, you know, I think he still did well. But it's just obviously those little things to tweak. But yeah, pretty much it.
Mm. So American was the next one. What are you saying about this one? Because I feel like these two songs carry a similar energy. Mm. So
like part two.
Yeah. It makes sense why they'd be grouped together
yeah.
on the
yeah.
track list.
This is
how are you feeling about So American?
Yeah, this is definitely just one of those where, see, when Mans was a kid and I was still into like the punk rocky vibes and whatever here.
MTV,
and there, you
know,
like,
ones.
Yeah, MTV.
Green
like
Day.
This is so MTV.
Blink 182 and them.
This is Blink so 182. Yeah, this is so MTV, bro. Like, I think. But yeah, I think same thing in terms of just matching the energy. But I really like, you know, bopping the head to this one, vibing, you know. Like, it has a time and a place, which I think I can appreciate from my personal listening perspective. Like, it does have a time and a place.
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed So American more than the last song, to be honest. I really like this. I think the production was quite nice. I mean, similar songs, but this one just, I like the vibe better. Yeah, but yeah, all I can say is really just felt like a continuation or a better continuation for me from the previous track. So yeah, that's really all I have to say.
The next song was Be My Gun featuring O'Hara.
Mm. See, this shit. Mm.
So...
this shit,
we there at the spot, right? I'm there with Saki and
he's breaking to the story of how it went down.
So we're there, right? I mean, we're at Syntax. It's Julian's spot. So Julian, you know, he's taking care of us, giving us the drinks. You know, the vibes are great.
Oh, there.
Oh, Syntax is even the perfect place for this time.
So that's where we were there.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, dog. So perfect that's where we were at, bro. So, you know, we're chilling there. Julian, you know, is coming through with the drinks. It's a vibe. And this girl is serving us. And, you know, I don't think much of it. We continue doing our thing, me and Saki. The show starts. We've got the opening band. And then Mars Baby. So Mars is performing this album from start to finish, right? So he gets to this song. And I see this girl on stage. Saki's like, isn't that the girl who was just here, like, you know, serving us? I'm like, no, I can't, dude. Come on. But, like, I think I was just in denial. I'm like, no, I can't be, dude. You know?
Yeah.
And then she kills it on stage. People are going crazy. And then she just goes back again. Just back to the job.
That's a real one, bro. That's a real one.
I'm like,
nah, that's a real one.
Wait, bro. What?
Nah, that's a real one. She bought this life.
Dude. Like, guys, I was so... I don't know, bro. But, like, literally, she was just there serving tables. And then she got on stage. She killed that shit. She got off.
Easy.
Back to the job again.
Back I'm to like, work. Back to the body. What? Ah, no, I love it. I love it. I love it.
But anyway, I just thought I'd share that story. Yeah, guys, how are you feeling about Be My Gun?
That makes me like this. Yeah,
thanks for the content. But yeah, man, I think this was cool, man. I really enjoyed this. I feel like we're getting to the end here. So really like the vibes coming to a close. But yeah, man, I guess I don't have as an in-depth breakdown or feeling towards it as you guys have, but yeah, it's cool.
It wasn't speaking to the man. Now, for me, bro, Be My Gun, favorite song by far, bro. Like, this was just some beautiful shit for me. So well written, like, even those innuendos, the metaphors, you know, like bars, bro. They were bars there. Like... the vocals on the hook, horror, like Mars delivery reminded me of this song from back in the day. This is going back to our youth, bro. Like Maroon 5, I think it was, what song was it? She Will Be Loved. Like he had this sort of, that same sort of, I just love that shit, bro. I loved it. I love this song so much, bro. This is one of my favorite Mars songs in general. I can't even lie to you. That's how much I love this song, but. Yeah, I think this was just such a great performance by both of them. I felt the emotion. I felt like Mars was in his bag. I felt like she was in her bag. Like, I've never heard of her before. What, her name's Ohara, ne? Ohara, I think it is. I've never heard of her before, but I'll definitely be listening. Definitely.
Yeah, I had to go check out her Instagram to see, like, you know, what's going on. She doesn't have any music out, not that I'm aware of, but it looks like she's in studio. That's what it looks like. Yeah, because she's good, bro. I can't lie, you know.
I love it.
She's good. And like, I don't know about it. Her verse was great. So I don't know if like, that's the thing. I'm trying to figure out, like, you know, if she wrote this herself, then like she's good. Like she's really, really good. Or was it a situation where like Mars wrote something for her and then he just asked her to come and sing it? I don't know. Cause like sometimes that happens, but like, I'm hoping it's just her, bro. Because, like, yo, then I've got so much to look forward to in her music. Bro. If this is how she's writing, you know?
The pen game is crazy.
Yeah, so shout out to Be My Gun. Shout out to Ohara. The final song called Me Too. Very minimal in terms of production, which I guess is quite similar to the opening song on the album. So... yeah, how are you feeling about the closing track? Me Too.
Hey, the closing, they said let's slow it down, dog.
Hey.
Like, yeah, let's slow it down and let's get deep, man. But yeah, man, I think this was definitely a nice way to close it for me. I really enjoyed it. I think, you know, Mars, yeah, this was also just took me back to what I'm used to, you know. And I think when Mars kind of goes in from a lyrical perspective, he has such a vivid way of explaining things or just making you feel with the way that he says things. So for me, man, I think this was a nice closer to a new project, to a new vibe, to a new feeling. So yeah, man, shout out Handsome Luke and the Heartbreakers.
Yeah, man, this song, another one that hit me right in the feels. Beautiful way to close off this project. You see, this is more of what I was talking about when I feel like the singing is like, you know, he's not doing too much, but then you feel the emotion, you know, you feel it's really coming across, maybe because it's more stripped back and you're getting more of his vocals coming through. But I really felt this one. This is one, like these two last two songs, I really felt that connection that I usually feel from Mars. Maybe because, like Mbilo was saying, this is maybe more towards the things we're used to from him. But yeah, man, I really like this. I enjoyed this. I love the minimalistic approach, you know. Yeah, dope way to close off this project.
What are our final thoughts? Before we go, I will have mine after. But yeah, Mbilo, what are you saying?
Yeah, man, I feel like I shared a lot of my thoughts at the start, right? Just in terms of how I felt. But yeah, man, I think this was a good project. With regards to me and just the connection to it, probably not as much as I would have thought, but you know, it's interesting to see Mars go into this lane. And I think also him going into this and also executing it well is definitely something to commend. I think as a new listener, this would definitely be like an interesting journey. As I said at the start, like, you know, starting with this project and then maybe going backwards would be a very dope experience, I think. So yeah, man, this was a cool project. But yeah, hopefully it grows on me. I'll give it some time, give it a couple more plays, and then we'll see from there.
Yeah, one thing I can say definitely is I'm happy to see there's growth. You know, there's definitely growth. There's Marsh trying to experiment and try new things and not try to stick to the same strategies and formulas, which I always respect regardless of how I take it, you know. So big ups to him for that. It may not be my favorite project, but it was still really good music, and I don't think that can be denied. I think Mars is a great artist. I think, you know, this is still in his lane. It's not necessarily, you know, it's just his persona. It's like it feels different from the persona I'm used to from Mars, but it's still giving, you know, he's still with the guitar, he's still giving you that image, you know, of that front man. So yeah, man, as a whole, definitely a well executed project. Stalo, of course, I think they're always, you know, very in touch and in tune with the music, and they're always able to put together a beautiful display of you know, what artists have to offer. So man, big ups to Mars, and shout out, man, I enjoyed this.
I think that there are some people who may have been listening to this podcast today and then they stopped listening after you guys said you didn't enjoy this album. So unfortunately they've missed out on, you know, all the other things that you guys had to say about it. But yeah, I think this is a good reminder again of, you know, just allowing artists to grow, allowing artists to experiment, allowing artists to, you know, evolve. I think as consumers, we tend to want to be in control of situations, and we tend to want to dictate where the artist should go next. And that's just purely based off of our own feelings and nostalgia a lot of the time. You know, we can talk about the whole Drake thing, for example. Take us back to, you know, Take Care, this and this, give us Take Care, you know, all of those things. Like, you know, there's always going to be those conversations. But I think that no good memory will return the same way, no matter how, like, closely we try to orchestrate it. And a lot of these albums and songs, they find us in very, you know, specific times in our lives, specific chapters in our lives. And you know, we can't expect to still get the same feeling or the same experience and memories 2 years after. We've moved on from that as well as
Yeah.
people, as just general consumers.
True.
And so I think we should also allow the artists to, you know, to tap into a new space as well,
To
because
evolve.
yeah, we have to allow it to be what it is. I think our attempt to recreate it may tarnish the original memory altogether. And so, yeah, that is what I have to say about this album.
Well said,
I think it
well
was
said.
great. I think that Mars Baby has done something really, really special over here. And I think people will look back on this album a year or two from now and realize that this is where the shift happened, in the alternative scene in our country. And so, shout out to Mars Baby, shout out to all the artists who were involved, O'Hara, Hannah Ray, and of course, Lord Cass.
Because yeah.
And yeah, this has been the Best Kept Secret podcast, aka the podcast about nothing. I was your host, CZ Ray. I was not alone. I was joined by my brethren, Mbilo Mike Just and Prince Dwayz. Until next time, stay shining. Peace and love.